This is Mark Steiner, and today is February the 9th. That was Nelson Mandela by The Specials, and we play that today because there are a few significant events that happened today in the history of South Africa. Lubi chief Langali Balele was one of the first black activists to be tried and banished to Robben Island in 1874. That was a place where Nelson Mandela languished for 27 years. Chief Langala Balele was a leader of the Amalubu people who lived in Natal province. Until diamonds were discovered there, Europeans didn't venture into Natal. But as mines opened, many of the Amalubi people became miners and bought guns. The British demanded they disarm, but they would not. Chief Langala Balele resisted, leading to his arrest and banishment to Robben Island. Upon Nelson Mandela's own release, his first visit was to Chief Langala Balele's grave to honor him. And nearly a century later, in 1955, the South African newspaper The Star condemned the forced removal of black residents from Sophiatown, near central Johannesburg, to a place called Soweto, on the outskirts of the city. This began the creation of one of the largest black townships that became the focal point of the black freedom movement. And speaking of Nelson Mandela, his wife Winnie Mandela kept up the struggle and never stopped back while her husband was imprisoned. Today in 1968, she received a 6-month sentence for kidnapping and assault, which was reduced to 2 years on appeal and forced under house arrest. The American Revolution, in some senses, began today in 1775. Massachusetts citizens had been attacking tax collectors, refusing to pay taxes. Today, the British Parliament declared Massachusetts in a state of rebellion. Martial law was declared, allowing the British to shoot anyone on sight if they thought they were a rebel. Beginning on February the 6th and lasting through the 9th, Seattle mobs attacked the Chinese community, pulling people from their homes, forcing them to the docks onto a steamer, leaving Seattle in 1866. When the militia intervened, 2,000 white citizens fought them. President Grover Cleveland declared a state of emergency in Seattle as local members of the Knights of Labor attempted to forcibly drive all Chinese from the city. It was a period of vicious violence against the Chinese throughout the West and the Northwest. And the great pitcher Satchel Paige became the first Negro League baseball player to be voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame today in 1971. Satchel Paige, who many regard as one of the greatest pitchers of all time, began playing in 1926, fresh out of reform school. For the Down the Bay Boys, he went on to star in the Negro Baseball and Cuban Leagues. And when baseball was integrated, he became the oldest rookie ever to play at the age of 42. He played with the Browns until he was 47. And here's a little Satchel Paige story that I love. He played on the first integrated team in America in South Dakota for a short period of time. He fell in love with a Lakota woman, whose grandfather was a holy man that raised rattlesnakes and used their venom to heal people. Satchel was blown away by all of this and asked the grandfather for some of it. He was told not to use too much, but he did, and his arm swelled up. But then he got the hang of it, and his arm never hurt again from pitching. Some say it might be the first case of doping, snake venom. He kept it till he left baseball. And we remember someone today we lost last week, Howard Ehrlich, American sociologist and anarchist activist. He was a professor at the University of Iowa and co-founded the Research Group One, which did research on behalf of activist groups in the United States. He founded a collective that produced a successful syndicated radio program called the Great Atlantic Radio Conspiracy, a free school. In 1980, he co-founded a peer-reviewed journal called Social Anarchism. He was the editor-in-chief until he passed away. And after years of teaching, he came to Baltimore and became the director and founded the Prejudice Institute, an organization that studied ethno-violence and racism. In his later years, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and dementia. He was a great man who appeared on the show numerous times. He died at Johns Hopkins Bayview Hospital last Monday. And here's a song for us to think about as we go about our day on this February the 9th. This is by a Portuguese-Brazilian samba singer, dancer, Broadway actress, and film star whose birthday we celebrate today. We remember her as the Chiquita Banana Girl. She was the precursor of Brazil's Tropicalismo cultural movement of the 60s. Do you know who we're talking about? It's Carmen Miranda, the first South American to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Here's her performance of Chica Chica Boom Chic. Happy birthday, Carmen. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Com um pandeiro fazendo de cabute.